Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 5th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is our one of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth using the checks and balances that our founding fathers fought so hard to preserve and to create, if you will. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. It is all about God, family, and country. We testify Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He lives. The great resurrection shall indeed save us all if we are willing. Welcome to the broadcast. And most importantly, we follow the Savior Jesus Christ. We keep his commandments. And because he is the author of liberty, we receive blessings. Welcome to the broadcast. No government focused on rejecting man's ways and turning to God, the author of our liberty. That is critical to understand. Chris Carlson with me, both hours, well-known co-host. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Yes, sir. Without God, we cannot win, Sam. With God, we cannot lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson reporting for duty, sir.
Amen. Welcome to the broadcast, my dear friend. And there's so much going on. Before we introduce our guest this hour, I've got to recap a few points from yesterday's great broadcast. And I want to get some of your take on them, Chris. We had Scott Bradley on with us.
Yes.
And we talked about Mike Lindell was denied access to his own search warrant affidavit in the FBI phone seizure. So you remember he was at Hardee's. They came and just literally stole his cell phone. They surrounded him and took it. He went, what the heck is going on? Now they're saying you can't even face your accuser. You can't even know what's in the warrant or the allegations against you. I mean, this is a due process violation out of control, Chris.
Yeah, it's hard for me to determine who is part of the scam and who is not. So I'm going to hold out judgment at this point, but that's definitely a violation of, if not the spirit of the Constitution. I don't know if it's a violation of the I mean, obviously, we should have a search warrant presented to us before somebody enters our homes or into our vehicles. So, yeah, I think that's a violation. That's a clear violation of, if not the letter, the spirit of the Constitution, Sam. And whether he's part of the act or not, I cannot make that determination. But we are being conditioned. One thing that's a result of this, we're being conditioned to abrogating our constitutional rights when we see all these examples and they're presented to us on the news as being a normal part of the law enforcement process. So that
is troubling. Ladies and gentlemen, speedy trial, due process of law, the proper rule of law and order, that is what we aim for. And the proper rule of government, see, the problem is, as far as I understand, the FBI grabbed his cell phone too. And unless he's committed a very few number of crimes, treason's one of them, counterfeiting is another one. I mean, there's very few crimes that would be federal-esque in nature in the first place. And that is part of the problem when it comes to the dual sovereignty of the general government with very limited powers in the states with very broad authority, constitutionally speaking, and more, not to mention the vertical and horizontal checks and balances on power. Also, we talked about regards to land. By Karl Marx's definition of land, Utah's currently nearly 80%+ communist. The problem is not too many people, but way too little land. And there's way too much government, folks. We've got land. The problem is not way too little land. The problem is not too many people. It's just too much government. So we said vote no on propositions Cache Valley. And Dr. Scott Bradley broke down a very important document and video related to this. Scott Bradley video reviews the Cache County Land Grab Proposition 1. Please review it. It's 25 minutes. Spread it far and wide. It's on BitChute if you want to watch that. Look for Freedom's Call. The theory of the communists may be summed up in a single sentence. That is abolition of private property. Socialism, government ownership, which is control of the means of production. Land is the fundamental component of either production or distribution. All that being violated by government in this case, folks, out of their proper role and function. Last point, New York columnist Davis Wallace Wells wrote an article admitting that apocalyptic predictions of climate change disasters were way, way, way overstated. And now even the New York Times is having to back away from that big time. Anyway, then we had on second hour Dr. Alfonso Manzo, and he's a naturopathic physician. And his website is well-beingbydesign.com. And we talked to him about the body's virtual operating system that's really registered below the scientific realm because you can't really see it, but it exists. And he mapped out the body and all the points on the body related to this operating system or communication system of the body. He'll be speaking in Salt Lake City at the Red Pill Expo November 12th and 13th. TheRedPillExpo.com to get your tickets immediately. And if you can't be there in person, they've got virtual tickets so you can watch online as well. Check that all out. But he has specialized in the field of biophysics, and he has studied for the last 21 years and actively practiced for the last 16 years about this. He's the founder of what's called the Leftac body system, and then he created health restoration technologies. It eventually became a ministry, and he's helping people reset their body from COVID and from the manipulation of this operating system that he talks about. God created the operating system, but now man is trying to tamper with it and trying to play God and manipulate it and gene splice, etc., to create subhumans, some would call it, transhumans, others would call it, two classes of people, a dumbed down, do what you're told group, and then an elite group that could live forever. I know this sounds like psycho babble, but you know what? The elites have been working on this through the eugenics movement since the 1940s. Anyway, Dr. Manzo talks about that in great detail, and if you want to learn more and get caught up on what he's doing, theredpillexpo.com. Without further ado, we go to our next guest, Mark Herr, I think is how you say it. Welcome to the broadcast, Mark. Is that how you say it, Herr?
Yeah, Mark Herr. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Excellent. I want to make sure I have that right, ladies and gentlemen. Mark is the president and the co-founder of a group called the Center for Self-Governance. Imagine that. A nonprofit, nonpartisan, political education and leadership organization. And Mark is an author. He's a film producer. He's a policy writer, a political strategist and instructor. He's retired from the Air Force. He lives with his wife, Pam, and children. And welcome to the broadcast, sir. And you're going to speak at Red Pill also, aren't you, Mark?
I am. I'm super excited about that. Coming up here in a week or two in Salt Lake City, it's going to be great to come back to the great state of Utah.
All right. Catch us up on you, because they say that your political innovations are like futuristic. They're 21st century stuff. Groundbreaking, cutting edge is the way some are describing it. How on earth did you get on that trajectory, sir?
Well, you know, back in 2009, under the Obama administration, a lot of folks were concerned about the direction of the country, as they are here in 2022. I showed up to my first political meeting, and people started bringing up all their issues, from immigration, gun control, environment, education, you name it, right? And as I was listening to everybody for my very first political meeting, I noticed that people weren't actually driving solutions with actions. They were talking about symptoms and endless conversations about the symptoms. So I asked a simple question that at least I thought it was simple. What's the problem? Right. And it turned into a very divisive conversation, because everybody thought that their symptom was the problem. And I'm a mechanic by trade, a retired Air Force mechanic for military aircraft, and I was trained in troubleshooting systems. And so I asked the second question, what's the system? I got 500 different answers. We've got a democratic republic, constitutional republic. We got a democracy. It's like endless. I'm like, and I'm telling you guys, you can't fix a system or you can't fix a problem if you don't know what the system is. So that's been my research. That's what I've been doing for 13 years now, is studying our system and troubleshooting the symptoms so I can identify the problem and come up with strategies. And that's why folks that go through our training program at Center for Self-Governance, .com, they are learning how to troubleshoot the system so they can fix the problem.
All right, I want to talk about systems for a second, because yesterday we were talking about the low-level operating system of the body. And the supreme law of our land, combined with the Declaration of Independence, are the underlying systems of the United States. The Declaration of Independence, in fundamental summary, says, you know what? We the people have been given authority to self-govern by God Almighty. And that authority cannot be taken. We can lose it by violating fundamental principles, but it can't be taken from us because it was given to us by God, and God can protect us. He is the author of our liberty. And so in the Declaration of Independence, it basically says, hey, government derives its power from the consent of the governed. That's us. And so we, by contract, delegated authority to government officials on the general level, divided into three separate distinct branches designed to check and balance one another, protecting us from someone taking too much power. Then we created dual sovereigns, the general government with limited authority and the states with broader authority, and divided them. So we've got checks and balances there. And then on a local level, you got the three branches as well. When we come back, we're going to talk about this fundamental system of government and then how it applies today with Mark in seconds on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the website to learn more about our discussion today, centerforselfgovernance.com. We're talking to one of the speakers who will be speaking this coming up weekend, a week from today, basically, November 12th and 13th at the Red Pill Expo. The RedPillExpo.com will be happening in Salt Lake City, Utah this time. And our guest is Mark Herr. He's the president and the co-founder of the Center for Self-Governance, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a nonprofit, nonpartisan, political education and leadership organization, folks. And I was talking about right before the break, we talked about operating systems of the body yesterday. Now we're talking about operating systems of the proper rule of limited government. It starts with the Declaration of Independence. Look, they derive their just power from us. And then we divided power vertically and horizontally to protect ourselves from them. It's a unique form of government that doesn't look to man, but looks to God for solutions and recognizes God as the author or a greater source than government, in other words, a greater source than the people or those whom they elect, for authority and understanding. It's a sovereignty discussion, ladies and gentlemen. But Mark, I think that's the fundamental operating system. If you don't understand those fundamental principles, you can never plug them into our system and make it work.
That's exactly right. Next week when I give my talk, the title at the Red Pill is called The Hidden Man Who Changed Our World. The Declaration of the Constitution we're referring to back in the 19th century designed, technically called a layer cake, just to simplify things. The layer cake separates the federal and it separates the powers within those from the state, and separates the powers within the federal and the state. The modern day term that's given in public schools is called layer cake. And after the Civil War, a group of people, we call them regressives, began to work to modify our layer cake system of government and convert it into a marble cake system of government. The creator of that marble cake system, I'm going to introduce and unveil at the Red Pill next week in Salt Lake City at redpillexpo.com. Get your tickets, come check it out. There's going to be all kinds of great speakers, right? This hidden man who changed our world, Sam, he did not believe in that, as you called it, the dual sovereignty system. The technical term for that is called dual federalism. And this hidden man who changed our world believed that that system was antiquated. It was designed for the 19th century, not the 21st century. And so he was commissioned by several different presidents who consulted him on making those modifications in the early 1900s during the regressive era, began implementing several different policies through the federal government to begin trickling it down to through our states into our county cities and local school governments. As you can see in Utah, right, through the Utah School Board Association, for example, and their connection to the National School Board Association, just as a practical example of this conversion in 2022, the National School Board Association coordinates with the president, the attorney general, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the president of the NSBA coming from your state there in Utah, coordinating with your Utah School Board Association to drive these marble cake policies down to the local school districts in the state of Utah, even though Title 80 of the Utah state law says that parents have the primary control and that the state's role is both secondary and supportive to the parent's primary role. That law is not being enforced in your state because the hidden man who changed your world, he created different types of infrastructure. And that's why learning the operating system is so important for your listeners, Sam. Super critical that they learn the system and not just talk about the system. They've got to learn the system and understand the hidden man who changed your world in Utah. He created infrastructure to bypass all of our talk and go directly into the system itself and cause your school board members to cite and trespass great Utahns like Michael Brown, who simply was trying to represent his sons on behalf of his family regarding their education there in Utah. But he's cited, trespassed, arrested, and then he's dragged out of Senate hearings for wearing a sticker on his hat, all in representing his family. But the Utah law is very clear, Sam, about parents having the primary control, and that the state's role, both in policy, is secondary and supportive. However, he's being treated like a domestic terrorist because the hidden man who changed your world in Utah created and implemented strategies back in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, implemented and got those injected into the framework of our dual sovereignty system, our layer cake system, so that he could implement changes to our system and convert it to marble cake. Some of the things I'm going to talk about, Sam, at next week in Salt Lake regarding
that
the hidden...
Just a second. So a couple of things to note, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the United States, which recognizes the people as sovereigns under Almighty God, as opposed to government, man-made control, do what you want as a king. and the classes stratosphere of people, the stratus system, was rejected by the founding fathers, realizing that we're all God's children. Now, the problem in America, and this is where the kind of rubber meets the road a little bit, is, you know what, the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto is compulsory education for all. So when you embrace the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, it goes directly 180 from what we understood, believed in, and our laws support. And therefore, those who are in the middle and don't understand the proper role of limited constitutional government, they're in trouble because they don't know which way to go and what to do. And therefore, our dear friend Michael Brown literally got caught in the crossfire of this epic battle between the proper role of limited government and Communist Manifesto principles that are driving a wedge in the United States. People picking sides and being divided. Eventually, if they allow that to occur, they will be conquered. Chris Carlson is also with us. He's a co-host for today, Mark. Chris, do you want to chime in at this point?
Well, yeah, Mark, I'm confused. I was told that the federal government created the several states. Isn't that what happened after the Revolutionary War? isn't the creator... Okay. Oh, wait. Maybe it's the other way around. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Tails wag dogs.
Sam and I, we're all about self-governance. In fact, we both sent our children to a school where they emphasized the importance of self-governance. They even created a score, a self-governance score. So we're very familiar with the concept. Unfortunately, the people that represent us in Washington and at the state level, for that matter, and at the local level, in most cases, do not. So continue, Mark. We're on board with you all the way on this.
Well, it's interesting that you both brought up education. The hidden man who changed our world, this is what I'm going to talk about at the Red Pill Expo next week in Salt Lake City. He was assigned to or invited to be a part of the Committee of Social Studies in the 1930s. It was commissioned by the American Historical Association, financed by the Carnegie Foundation. You can find this information on a talk given by G. Edward Griffin, the founder of Red Pill Expo. It's called The Chasm. And the chasm, he talks about the education. He talks about education in relationship to fundamentally changing the United States education system. His work, it's called the, I'm not going to say who the hidden man is, but it's Civic Education in the United States. He argued that we needed to change the education system in order to change the next generation's view of our layer cake system that we're talking about on the radio show. And so that's one of the things that he contributed to changing the United States was converting our education system from teaching kids self-governance and our layer cake system to teaching them about marble cake. Literally, guys, in the public school systems, they literally teach kids. Literally, I'm not making this up. That layer cake is 19th century system, and they teach that the marble cake is a 21st century system. And that, in other words, they're teaching our kids that layer cake is old, that these conversations we're having are old conversations about dual sovereignty, et cetera. And they're teaching public school kids that marble cake is new and that they shouldn't be interested in old systems like the layer cake system. The hidden man who changed our world created that process. He is the architect of changing our education system with the Committee of Social Studies in the 1930s, sponsored by the American Historical Association. But he did so much more than that. I mean, this guy is the architect of the baking of marble cake and getting rid of our layer cake system. So I'd love to, can't wait to talk to people more about it and unveil the hidden man who changed our world.
Mark Kerr with us, ladies and gentlemen. CenterForSelfGovernance.com, Chris Carlson, Mark Herr, and yours truly back in seconds on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
Tornadoes ripped through parts of Texas on Friday, flattening homes and toppling trees, with local officials in one county reporting at least 24 people injured. Churches have opened their doors to serve as shelters for those whose homes were impacted. The National Weather Service has issued multiple tornado warnings stretching from the Dallas-Fort Worth area into neighboring Oklahoma. Tim Berg has the latest on this election cycle being very pricey.
This election cycle could be the most expensive ever. Analysis from the nonpartisan watchdog group Open Secrets estimates the 2022 elections are expected to cost more than $16.7 billion. That includes spending in both federal and state races. As far as what's driving people to the polls, Roy Nielsen tells CBS News it's all about the economy for him.
The last 2 years have been a disaster. In so many ways, and we know that. I mean, disaster from the economy, from my 401k.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A monumental day. NASA's mega rocket is once again slated for launch, this time on Monday, November 14th. Twice previously, the massive ship was on the docket for takeoff, and both times it was sidelined by a fuel leak. The Veterans Affairs Department announced 3 grants to help veterans who are homeless or at risk of losing their homes. The grants are for the federal budget year that starts October 1st, 2023. The Supportive Service for Veteran Families program provides services to quickly rehouse veterans and their families who are homeless. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ladies and gentlemen, life is too short to keep spinning your wheels. Are you losing hope in our political system? Are you tired of not being heard? Are you new to the political process and simply don't know where to start? With CSG political training, you and your community can be empowered with political knowledge and leadership skills. Listen, to fix our political system, it's time to learn and then to take action. Mark Herr with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to be giving a speech at Red Pill next week, theredpillexpo.com, if you want to attend in Salt Lake City. The speech is called The Hidden Man Who Changed Your World, folks. Mark's an author, film producer, a policy writer, political strategist. You know what? 21st century stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say this. The training is available at Mark's website, and you can meet him and hear his speech if you go to the Red Pill. But the website for Mark is centerforselfgovernance.com. That's centerforselfgovernance.com. Right before the break, we were talking about this hidden man that's changing our world. You know, a lot of people work for this guy. Some knowingly, most unknowingly, Mark.
Yes. Well, the hidden man who changed your world, our world, not only focused on education back in the 1930s, as a member of the Committee of Social Studies on behalf of the American Historical Association, he also was commissioned by Franklin Delano Roosevelt to inject a new form of government into the framework of the American nation, literally in a federal document He states, this hidden man who changed your world, he states, the fact that state boundaries are firmly embedded in the Constitution has led to a search for injecting regional governments into the framework of the American nation. And then he goes on to say, it's in this direction that we find solutions for the problems that arise out of the division of constitutional powers. I mean, that's everything you were talking about, Sam, in your introduction, about dual sovereignty and the separate checks and balances, all created in the 19th century in the Constitution through the ideas espoused in the Declaration. And so the hidden man did not believe in that dual sovereignty checks and balances system that you're referring to. And so he was commissioned by Franklin Delano Roosevelt to come up with a new form of government, and that new form of government is called regional government. That's why your school districts in the state of Utah have what are called education service districts or regional service agencies. Eventually, this kind of intention of slowly, through attrition, leaking the control of your school board members, transferring it to these unelected bureaucrats that will work directly for an appointed superintendent of public instruction working directly underneath Governor Cox. Now, that's a mouthful, but the hidden man who changed your world, he wrote the documents called Regional Factors in National Planning in 1935 to make this structural, systematic change to the American form of government. That's just one other thing he's done structurally, regional government. Now, how he accomplishes this, you can't just change the system. You've got to get people to cooperate. And that's the name of his efforts, called cooperative federalism. You've got to get public officials and school boards, city councils, and county commissions across the state of Utah to cooperate with this effort. So they use the association movement, the Utah School Board Association, National School Board Association, the American Superintendents Association, National Education Association, to make employees, appointees, and elected officials in Utah government from school through state cooperative, marble cake receptive, layer cake resistant. I'm going to say that again. The associations are used to make your employees in government, the appointees and elected officials in government, receptive to marble cake, this kind of mixing of regional government into our framework, and layer cake resistant, resisting dual sovereignty, resisting the checks and balances. And the third way that they do this, the hidden man who changed your world created these regional governments. He created the using the associations to groom. I call it the grooming factory to make them marble cake receptive, layer cake resistant. The third thing they do is he created on the Brownlow Commission in 1937. He was assigned to the Brownlow Commission in 1937 to identify how you could transfer legislative authority and make it easier for the executive branch, like under Governor Cox or the superintendent of your schools or the city managers in your cities, to be able to control the legislative agenda while reducing the control or influence of parents and school boards, city residents and cities.
Uh-oh, are you there, Mark? Uh-oh, I think we lost Mark. We'll get Mark right back. Chris, we're talking about the hidden man who changed your world, a speech that's going to be given by Mark Kerr coming up at the Red Pill Expo next weekend in Salt Lake City. Mark's website is centerforselfgovernance.com. And he provides what's called CSG leadership training that's groundbreaking and well-known. He also is involved in what's called Marble Cake Media. He does a lot of different stuff that's amazing. Sorry we lost you, Mark. Go ahead, sir.
No worries. So the hidden man who changed our world implemented regional government. He used the association movement to groom our governing to be marble cake receptive, layer cake resistant. And the third thing is he created this what's called administrative management, transferring legislative power away from the people's representatives into the bureaucrats' hands. And that's why you see superintendents and city managers exercising more control over your legislative bodies that you've elected than you have influence over. The Hidden Man Who Changed Our World was extremely influential in designing these three strategic changes to our system of government to convert it from layer cake, dual sovereignty, checks and balances, Declaration, Constitution, to this new marble cake structure, regional government, administrative management, and cooperative federalism. And I'll be introducing who he is in more detail at the Red Pill Expo next week in Salt Lake City.
All right, I want to talk a little bit more about some of the things that you're involved in, Mark, because I think some of the things you're doing are just amazing. Folks, you got to understand, Mark, this guy is just prolific in his educational solutions and opportunities, etc. Mark is also co-author of the book, Speaking the Language of Liberty. And then he's also involved in the film. He's the producer of the film, the docu series, Governed versus Governing, and developer of CSG's Structure of Government Study Program and Leadership Training. So, Mark, you're involved in so many things. Let's talk a little bit about the book for a minute, because it kind of backs up your speech to a great degree, right?
Well, yeah, loving liberty. I love that. What is liberty, and how do we grow it? My theory is that liberty is a fruit, and we sow the seeds to grow that liberty with our words. And so loving liberty is the first step. And one of the principles we outline is that we ask our reader, do you love your influence more than other people's liberty? And the result of loving my influence more than your liberty is I'll manipulate you. I will see you as a product, as a prostitute, maybe somebody that I'm using and you know, Sam, people don't like to be manipulated. They don't like to be used. They want to be treated as humans with dignity and respect. And so speaking the language of liberty starts with our words. And so we outline this idea that loving people's liberty as much as our influence starts with our words. And so future focused, leaving people hopeful, giving them a vision, positive, forward thinking. Our book includes a liberty index test to help people identify what their tendencies are in terms of oppression or chaos, to help them become introspective with the words they sow into their daily conversations. Because if we want to grow liberty, Sam, we have to sow the right words into our relationships, in our family, in our community, et cetera. We also provide a series of exercises, 20-plus exercises that individuals can do to help them learn to speak the language of liberty. Here's a great illustration of speaking the language of liberty. So Thomas Jefferson, in the Declaration of Independence, says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights," and these types of his type of language, he's sowing
hold
the
on
seeds.
Hey, skip the break, Cameron, will you go ahead, continue, Mark.
Thomas Jefferson spoke the language of liberty in the Declaration of Independence through his committee on drafting it, and look at the, you know, the fight to maintain the meaning of those words in the 21st century. We're bearing the fruit of those ideas in the 21st century. And if we don't maintain them, if we don't maintain the meaning of those words, we will lose the liberty that was contained in their meaning. So we have an obligation, I think, Sam, in the 21st century, or we have the opportunity, let me put it that way. We have the opportunity to maintain the meaning of the words in the Declaration of Independence during our lifetime. So speaking the language of liberty is very important, not just for the President of the United States or Thomas Jefferson, but for each one of us, for each one of us in our daily lives.
Chris?
You know what? I need to issue a mea culpa here, gentlemen. You're making me feel guilty. I had a conversation with a mutual friend of me and Sam's, Mark, the other day, I work for the Alpine School District, so I'm a teacher. I'm a licensed teacher.
Oh,
and I
realize, okay.
Yeah. Well, but I mean,
yeah, so
I
in
think
a lot of ways, you work for the man, fact. Chris. But we'll let that go for right now.
No, no, Alpine well, wait, School that, District that, is a it's a big deal. That school district's had national recognition
yeah.
and all kinds of things. So wow.
They have, and wow, that's interesting that you would recognize that, Mark. You're really on top of things. But I was informed. Now, I was led to believe that about 7% of Utah school funds come from the federal government, which is 7% wrong. Nevertheless, I was informed the other day, and this was a shock to me, Sam and Mark, that over 90% of the funds that our department, the adult education department, receives is from the federal government. So I am part of the problem, and I need to repent. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that until just the I've been working for the Alpine School District for 15 years, and that's the first time that I was informed of that. So there you go, a case in point, right?
Yeah, and
right.
This proves, Mark, a point that I want to make really quick, and then I want to have you rock and roll with this. This, though, proves that, you know what, most of us grew up in government schools. Most of us grew up as half communist and half socialist, working for the man, if you will, in many ways, without even realizing it. It's multi-generational. Most people don't. That's why I said some people work for the man with knowledge, and most don't. They don't really even realize. Most people are just coming to a great awakening right now, Mark, and your educational system is at the core of a lot of that awakening, sir.
Well, we're trying to empower people to understand how the system works, so that you can, again, use your words to speak liberty back into the culture and make changes. And so we teach people self-governance. Just a couple of tenets of our self-governance training is govern yourself first before governing others. Super critical to understand myself in relationship to your liberty. And then secondly, loving your liberty as much as my influence. We all have influence. Our words have meaning. And depending on how we sow those words, we can bear liberty, but we can also bear chaos and depression in the future. And then finally, this is the crux of what we teach at Center for Self-Governance is learning to think and speak of government as a system and never a person. That is such a critical self-governance habit because we tend to think of government as Joe Biden or Donald Trump. And Sam, you were talking about God and where our rights and our authority comes from. It's a bad move for us to think and speak of government as a person and not a system, because it causes us to treat the person, and we end up treating that as a symptom and not the solution to the problem. And it's normally hidden in the system. Like, and I'm sorry, I wanted to ask, what was the name of your co-host again? Sorry, Ken.
No problem. Right? Chris is with me, sir.
Chris, I apologize, Chris.
Yes.
the Alpine School District. They had a teacher there who was teaching some strange things, and there were students from the Saratoga Springs area from Center for Self-Governance that immediately, because of our training, knew how to engage the school board members and the administration. And within, I think, was it Chris, within 48 hours or 72 hours, that teacher was let go or put on administrative leave, and they were able to correct that situation quickly. It's because those students understood the system and didn't take the teachers, you know, we tend to take things very personally and we become emotional. And that emotion,
oh, yeah.
That emotion causes very destructive results, like getting arrested, cited, trespassed, etc. Anyway, so I just am impressed that we can learn the system, and we can troubleshoot it by thinking and speaking of it as a system and not a person. It takes the emotion out of it. It takes the it's personal, right? It takes that out of the equation, and it allows us to think strategically about how the system works, and how to make fixes and changes without it being destructive. And gosh, I would add, Mark,
under the authority of the people. You know, the people, the sovereigns, and we've lost track of that. We look at our legislators as being kings and queens, people who have authority to dominate us, and that's just not the case. But like you said, it's developed gradually over time to the point where we don't recognize how far we've gone down that soul-destroying road of socialism and dictatorial rule. So,
amen to that. That's as real as it gets. That's as real as it gets, because, again, you know, I know we joke about, you know, people are socialist and communist, and a lot of it is a joke because people don't mean to be. You know, you take a Chris, the guy's as solid as a rock in terms of his desires and his hopes and, in a great measure, his understanding. But when we've been indoctrinated, in my opinion, by the criminal mind for so long, it's very hard to unwind that. A great man named Ezra Taft Benson once said, you know what, you got to unlearn all the stuff you've learned that's wrong so that you can have a clean slate to learn what's correct and right. And this layer cake federalism versus marble cake federalism is a case in point to understand. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, layer cake federalism is dual federalism. The national and the state governments and their programs, services, authority, etc., operate separately. In marble cake federalism, it's cooperative federalism, ladies and gentlemen. There is a, quote, mixing of dollars, powers, resources, programs, etc., between and among the national, the state, and the local governments. That's a really important lesson for folks. In fact, you guys even have educational flashcards on this stuff to help people make sure they remember the terms and get them straight. Right, Mark?
Yeah, well, I mean, you just think of a cake, right? What kind of political cake do you want to eat the rest of your life and have your kids participate in? You got two choices, layer cake and marble cake. Marble cake mixes the federal and the state government's functions together. Layer cake keeps them separate and distinct. You just have to make a choice for you and your family. What do you want in the 21st century? The hidden man who changed our world, he wants marble cake. He implemented his strategies. They're being carried out while we are getting cited, trespassed, and arrested, censored, canceled, even imprisoned, in some cases killed. It's really important to take it seriously. I would highly recommend learn about the hidden man who changed your world, as well as make a choice. Which type of cake do you want for your kids in the future, layer cake or marble cake? And then work together with your community to bake. You got to bake. You got to assemble the ingredients, gentlemen. You got to bake the right kind of cake in your community, and you do it with your words. That's the secret sauce. You do it with your words. Your words are so stinking powerful. It's just a matter of assembling your words in such a way that you can farm liberty in your community.
Oh, that's why Liberty Roundtable Live exists, my general, fellow Amen. Americans. That's why we exist. Now, I want to make one more point. One of the key ingredients that, again, is below kind of the layer of what you can see oftentimes is who do we look for guidance, authority, and protection? Do you look to God Almighty or do you look to government? That is the fundamental starting point. As you bake the cake, that might not be the seen ingredient, but it certainly is the fundamental underlying ingredient, because the question becomes, who is the author of your cake, Mark?
Who assembles the ingredients is one thing, but who made those ingredients is a completely different story. And honoring the source of the creator of those ingredients has given you the power with your words to bake, like with your words, to grow, to farm, to sow, whatever, the ingredients for growing liberty in your community. It starts with the creator of those ingredients. Some of those ingredients include, start with your words. And literally, I can't stress this enough, Sam and Chris, it is incredibly important that our culture does not it learns, it has to train itself through self-governance to think and speak of government as a system and never a person, never assign personhood to government structure. Massive, major mistake for for our families. And the reason for that is because when it becomes a person in our mind, you end up as Israelis enslaved in Egypt under Pharaoh. Nothing new under the sun, Sam and Chris. There's nothing new under the sun.
Well, the way I look at it, Mark, and I pose this question to people to illustrate the point that you have been making for these last 45 minutes. The question is, you have the federal level of government, you have the state level of government, and then you have your local municipalities and county government. And after making that statement, I asked them, what is the most important level of government? And they assume that it's one of those four that I mentioned. But in fact, the most important level of government, as you have been stating, Mark, is self-government. Because without self-government, it doesn't matter how much government you have above you.
Understand this, ladies and gentlemen. Understand this fundamental founding father-esque principle, which is this. If we were all self-governed and obeyed God's laws, I'm just talking about the two great commandments, love the Lord thy God and love thy neighbor as thyself, and then the Ten Commandments. So 12 rules. If we all obeyed those 12 rules, we wouldn't have hardly a need for government at all, except for a little bit of coordination, a little bit of cooperation amongst organizational realities. That's the simple truth, Mark.
Yeah, self-governance. I can't stress Chris's point enough. Self-governance is the starting point. Governing yourself first before governing others. Super critical self-governance principle. You know, the Bible talks about denying yourself. What does that mean? Well, we created Center for Self-Governance as a journey to figure out what the self-governance means and how to do it. One of the things we've discovered is you've got to govern yourself first before governing others. And when you feel the political pain, when the school boards aren't listening to you, or they're trying to, your child comes home and says they're a different gender now, and you're like, what do I do? It starts with governing yourself first before governing others. And of course, it expands
from there.
Now, Mark,
I'm
going
to give you an interesting point for you to comment on right before the end of the hour. This point's critical. There's a man who lived in the 1800s named Joseph Smith Jr., who led the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And there was a lot of people, and they were moving all to these communities and everything. And people were in awe about the order of the citizens and the behavior and the respect and the peacefulness of the society. And they asked him, they said, hey, how do you get your people to do this kind of stuff? What rules do you put in place? He said, you know what? I teach them correct principles, and they govern themselves. Mark?
Yes, and I think that this is such a critical piece regarding self-governance is the principles are the rules by which you govern your day-to-day lives. And the principles by which our system of government were designed were to prevent the human nature of those who control from oppressing us. And you can see through the LDS community's experience through Missouri, for example. In Missouri, up until the 70s, I believe they had a law on their books that you could shoot somebody from the LDS community on sight. That came from not from our system of government, from the people who manipulated that system because they were not governing themselves first before trying to govern others. Such an important self-governance principle.
Mark, God bless you. We'll see you in a few days, my dear friend. Good work. We appreciate all that you do, and we're grateful for your leadership.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Mark.
Sam. Look forward to seeing you guys in Salt Lake next week.
CenterForSelfGovernance.com is Mark's website. Incredible educational materials and more. Come to Red Pill, the RedPillExpo.com. And watch Mark deliver his incredible speech, The Hidden Man Who Changed Your World. Without further ado, hour one of the can, hour two coming up. Sam and Chris, God save the Republic of the United States of America.